Let's see what else God says about himself. What else does he tell us that he wants us to do? Remember, John 14:15, if you are continually loving me, you will, as a lifestyle, be obeying what I will be commanding. Because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God has not stopped speaking. Words, commands are still coming out of his mouth, and we are to still be loving him and obeying him. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain. Not for shameful gain. There are a lot of folks who are calling themselves pastors. They set themselves up as the heads of these religious organizations for the purpose of getting paid. Listen to this. Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker. And remember now, people have been using laws for ages to oppress the poor. And of course, there have been many, many times when people have used laws to oppress the middle class and to oppress the middle class into poverty so that the middle class was no longer the middle class. It had gone away. And such as, for example, in the Roman Empire, the middle class was squeezed until you had two classes, the very wealthy and the destitute. Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker. Now, this is what God is saying about it. God inspired the writer of this proverb to write, whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker. Proverbs 14:31. So you have the poor man who is being oppressed, deliberately oppressed. By whom? By the leaders who push the kinds of laws that oppress the poor, and by their constituents who make sure that people like them remain in office. Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker. Is that person who is oppressing the poor truly believing in God? All right, now let's look at the converse of this truth. Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker, but he who is generous to the needy honors him. Honors who? His maker. Honors the maker of the needy. That's one of the reasons that it is so easy for me to have some level of respect for everyone. There are people who I do not like, but I do have some level of respect for them because I always remember every one of us was created by the Creator. Every one of us was created by the Maker. Every one of us was created by God. And I respect the fact that God is the creator of every human being. Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his Maker, but he who is generous to the needy honors him. Give justice. By the way, I think I mentioned it. That's Proverbs 14:31. Proverbs 14:31 tells us how God views it when people oppress the poor, and how God views it when people are generous to those who are needy. Give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked Notice that. How God describes the person, the people who work to crush the wicked and the needy. He describes them as wicked. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. And at the beginning of that verse again, he told us, give justice. It doesn't matter how people come up with these clever, slick ways to justify their wickedness. God knows when people are working to oppress the poor, the weak, the needy, to crush them, to make life miserable for them. And for no reason other than to fulfill the wicked desires of their own hearts. Getting paid off the backs of the poor, which is something that has been done for ages and ages. That's Psalm 82, verses 3 and 4. Give justice to the weak. And to the extent that we have people who refuse to look for leaders who will go for justice, who will go for judges, who will exercise justice. We have people who need to be asking the question, do I truly believe in God? They need to be asking, do I truly believe in God? Oh, I go to church sometimes. I say I'm a Christian. Do I believe in God? And the answer to that question can be answered very simply. Do they submit to God? Do they follow God's precepts, commands, instructions, principles? Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction. And right there now, he's not just saying, he doesn't mean by that, just show up at the house, knock on the door, ring the doorbell, ask if you can come in for a little while, sit there for 10, 15 minutes, have a conversation with them, and let them know that you were so glad that you were able to sit down and talk with them and you go on your merry way. No, visit. He's talking about doing what you can do to help them in their situation. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. It is good to be able to say, well, I don't commit adultery, and mean it, and for that to be true. It is good to be able to truthfully say, I don't do drugs. I don't drink liquor. It is good to be able to truthfully say, I don't steal from anyone. But then it's important to look at the various ways that people steal from others. And it's important to look at, well, do you take from others in a way that is designed to enrich you and others who you want to be enriched while financially you break the backs of others? If you're living that way, you're not keeping yourself unstained from the world, even if you are avoiding adultery. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world.